Sachav Yadayim Parabeis Mishnah Dal Sapek Nasa Behem Belach Sapek Lo Nasa Behem Belach. We've learned previously that water that a melacha was done with, that water is possible for Natilas Yadayim. Now, if you have water that we have a sapek, whether or not melacha was done with that water, or sapek Yesh Behem Kashir sapek She'ein Behem Kashir, we have a sapek whether you have the proper share for Natilas Yadayim. As we have said previously, they need a revius of water for Natilas Yadayim. And you have a suffix whether or not the water that you are to use in the Tilas Yadayim has a refill. Suffix man, suffix to her. Second thought, if you have a suffix whether the water that you're using for the Tilas Yadayim is tame or tar. If it's tame, obviously that water cannot be used to wash your hands for the Tilas Yadayim. If you have used this water for the Tilas Yadayim, the suffix would be deemed as being tar, as since the Tilas Yadayim is only mid or abana. As min ha-tor, your hands can't be tame while the rest of your body is tar. If you're tame, your whole body is tame. If you're tar, your whole body is tar. The rabbanon were gozer, though, that there's such a thing as your hands being tame with the rest of your body being tar, which would require Natilas Yadayim. So since it's only mid or abana, and if you have a suffix, whether the water you use in Natilas Yadayim has a shear, or malacha was done with it, or it's tame, this suffix is deemed as being tar, and your hands would be tar. Mimnesha Amru Safek Hayadayan Litame Ulitame Ulitahar Tar. Because the Chacham said, if you have a Safek, whether your hands had become Tame, or whether your hands, which were Tame, had been Mitame something else. Or if you have a Safek, whether your hands, which were Tame, had become Tar, which is a case that we mentioned over here, you have a Safek, whether the water they used for Natilas Yadayim was kosher for Natilas Yadayim, all these fakers are deemed as being tar, and since when your hands are tame, that's only mid rabbanan, and any suffix would be ruled as being tar. Rabbi Yosi Omer Litaher Tame. Rabbi Yosi said, if your hands have already become tame and you have a suffix, whether they have become tar, in such a case, that suffix is ruled as being tame, we would be machmir. According to Rabbi Yosi, as Rabbi Yosi argues in the Tanakam, and he holds that you have a suffix, whether it's an Atil to die that you did as kosher or not, that suffix would be ruled as being tame. Case up. What's the case? As the Tanakham says, suffix hayidayin litame or litame or litar is tar. What are the cases? Hayu yadav tahara ulefanav snaki karim tame. Somebody whose hands are tar, and he has in front of him two loaves of bread that are both tame. Suffix naga, suffix lo naga. And he has a suffix whether or not he touched the loaf of bread that are tame. So this is a suffix whether his hands have become tame, as Kikarnas man would be mitame his hands, midrabbanan. So therefore, since it's a suffix whether or not he had become tame, his hands would be tar, as the Tanakhama said, when you have a suffix whether your hands have become tame, it's ruled as being tar. Hayu yadav tame, ulefanav beis kikarim tahar. Somebody whose hands are tame, and he has in front of him two loaves of bread that are tar, the loaf of bread are truma. Suffik naga, suffik lo naga. He has a suffik whether he touched the bread or not. So this is a suffik, whether his hands which were tame had been mitame. Something else, this suffik is also ruled as being tar. Hayu yada bachas tmea, bachas tar. If his hands, one of them are tame and one of them are tar. Ulefana of snake, karim tahirim. And he has in front of him two loaves of bread of truma that are tar. Agam ba'achin mehem. Suffix with man naga, suffix with tahara naga. He touched one of these two loaves of bread with his hand, that was tame, and he doesn't know whether he touched a loaf of bread that was anyway already tame. Or maybe he touched with his tame hand a loaf of bread that was tahar. So we have the suffix, whether the loaf of bread that is tahar has become tame. This suffix is also ruled as being tahar. How you got up tahara, the funner snakey car, echa tame vacha tahar. If his hands were tahar, and he has in front of him two loaves of bread, one of them is tame, one of them is tar. Naga ba'echad mehem. He touched one of the two loaves of bread. Suffik b'tame naga. Suffik b'tar naga. He has a suffik. Maybe he touched the loaf of bread that was tame, causing his hands to become tame. Or maybe he never touched a loaf of bread that was tame. He only touched a loaf of bread that was tar. This suffik is also ruled as being tar. Hayu yadav achas tmea v'achas tahara. If his hands, one of them were tame and the other one were tar, lufana beit kikaram. Echa tame v'echa tar. He has in front of him two loaves of bread. One is tame and one is tar. Nagabish dehen. Safek tmea b'tmea. utahira mitahira. He touched both loaves of bread. He doesn't know. Maybe he touched the loaf of bread that was tame with his hand that is tame, and the loaf of bread that is tar with his hand that is tar. So in such a case, nothing is changed. His hand that is tar remains tar, and the bread that was tar remains tar. Or maybe he touched the tar bread with his tummy hand, causing the tar bread to become tummy. And the tummy bread, he touched with his tar hand, causing his other hand to become tummy. In all these cases, his hands remain as they were, his hands remain tar, and the loaf of bread remained tar. As in this final case, we would assume that he touched the tummy bread with his tummy hand, and the tar bread with his tar hand. And since we have a suffix, we would be maker, we would take the lenient approach and say that his hands that were tar remain tar, and the loaf of bread that were tar remain tar. Somebody who puts his hand into a house that has saras, his hand would become a rishon according to Rabbi Akiva. And a house that has saras would be mitame a person if he enters into the house. But in this case, he didn't enter into the house. He only put his hands into the house. In such a case, Minatora, he wouldn't become Tameh, and his hands also would be tar. As Minatora, we never differentiate between the hands being Tameh and the person being Tameh. But the Rabbanu will guide that his hands would become Tameh if he put his hands into the house that has Saras, and according to Rabbi Akiva, his hands would be a Rishon. So therefore, if his hands come into contact with food or drink, even if that food or drink is Chulon, it's not Truma, it would become a Sheni. The Chacham Maimrim Yadav Shnia. Chacham disagreed. They hold that his hands are not a Rishon, they're only a Sheni. And therefore, they would not be Metame Chulun. They would only be Metame Truma. If they come into contact with Truma, the Truma would become possible. But if his hands would come into contact with Chulun, it would not become Tame at all. Chacham Metame Begadim Bishas Mago. Metame Ezeidai and Leo Tchilo Sive Rabbi Akiva. Anybody who would be Metame, the clothing that he is wearing while he is touching a Tuma, would be Metame somebody else's hand, and the other person's hands would be a Rishon according to Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about somebody who's in contact with the emissions of a Zav, such as the Zovo of a Zav, or the saliva, or the urine of a Zav. The person, while he's in contact with the emissions of the Zav, is considered Navatuma, and the clothing that he is wearing would become Tame, or any other Kalim that he's touching. At the same time, that he's touching the emissions of the Zav would become Tame, even though Kalim and clothing only become Tame from Navatuma. This person, while he's touching the emissions of the Zav, is considered an Avatuma. But there is an exception. He would not be Metame a person. If the person while he's touching the mission of the Zav would touch another person, that person would not become Tame. But if he touches the hands of that person, the person's hands would become a Rishon. This would be Exerah Darabanan, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham Oimrim Leo Shnias. The Chacham would say the person's hands would not be a Rishon. They would only be a Sheni. At the point of the Chacham and the Rabbanan were only good, so that person's hands become a Sheni, not a Rishon. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva, heichen mitzvinu shayadayim tchila b'chol makom. The Chacham says to Rabbi Akiva, where do we ever find that a person's hands become a Rishon? And the person could only become a Rishon if he's in contact with an Avatum. If a person's in contact with an Avatum, his whole body would be tummy, not just his hands. So how do we find that his hands are a Rishon while the rest of his body is tar? Amar lehem v'chiheach efshar lehem leo tchila elen kein nitma gufo. Rabbi Akiva responds to Chacham, how do we ever find that his hands would be a Rishon without his body becoming Tameh, with the exception of these two cases, meaning these two cases are an exception to the rule. Rabbi Akiva agrees that normally we do not find that a person's hands become a Rishon, but in these two cases, the person's hands were in proximity or in contact with an Ava Tuma. Even though the rest of his body would not become Tameh, the Rabbanan would regard that his hands are a Rishon. As a house that has Saras is an Ava Tuma, if a person would enter a house that has Saras, he would become Tameh. Now, he didn't enter the house of Saras, but he put his hands into the Rabbanan was there, that his hands are a Rishon. And so, too, somebody who's in contact with the emissions of the Zav is an Ava Tuma. Now, even though such a person would not be Metame a person, but since he is considered an Ava Tuma to be Metame, the clothing that he is wearing, the Rabbanan was there, that he would be Metame somebody else's hands, and the hands would be a Rishon. Food or utensils that had become tame from liquid. Those food or utensils that were tame from the liquid, if they came into contact with somebody's hands, his hands would become a sheni according to Rabbi Yeshua. And his hands would cause a truma if it came into contact with truma. As this is exerid rabbanan, that liquid which is tame, even if the liquid only a rishon or a sheni latuma, that liquid would be metame food or utensil. And even though utensils can only become tame even a Torah from an avatuma, the rabbanon was going to that liquid which is tame, even if it's not an avatuma, would be metame food or utensils. And if this food or utensils come into contact with somebody's hands, the person's hands would be a sheni, according to Rabbi Yeshua. The chacham maimri meshenit ma ba'avatuma metame eser yedayim. The vlad atuma ena metame eser yedayim. The chacham disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. The chacham hold that only something that had become tame from an avatuma would be metame somebody's hands. But something that had become tame from a vlad atuma, meaning from a rishon or a sheni latuma, would not be metame somebody's hands. So therefore, this earthen or mashkin, since it became tame from a vlad atuma, became tame from liquid, which is not an avatuma, it cannot be metame somebody's hands. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ma'isa b'isha achash abas lefnei abba. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said there was a story with a certain woman that came in front of my father, Rabbi Gamliel. Amar lo nichnasu yadi la'avir kli cher. She said to him, my hand was inserted into the airspace of an earthenware kli, as an earthenware kli could become tame from its airspace, even if the tumor didn't come into contact with the kli cher. And so too, if something was put into the airspace of a kli charis that was tame, the kli charis that was tame would be metame, the thing that's in its airspace, even though that thing didn't come into contact with the kli charis. So she asked Rabbi Gamliel, I put my hand into a kli charis, which was tame. Is my hand tame? Amar la biti ubameh haisa tumasa. Rabbi Gamliel asked her, my daughter, how did the kli charis become tame? Did it become tame from an avat tuma? Or from a vada tuma? V'lo shamati ma amar la. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, I did not hear her response to my father, Rabbi Gamliel. Amru chacham mevor adarbet. Chacham said to Rashi Gamliel, it is now very clear. It doesn't matter that you didn't hear the response. It has now become clear. Eshenitma ba'avatuma metame eseyadayim v'vladatuma eina metame eseyadayim. Only something which has become tame from an avatuma could be metame somebody's hands, but something that has become tame from a vladatuma cannot be metame something's hands. This is a proof to the chacham who argues for Rabbi Yeshua. As according to Rabbi Yeshua, Eichon or Kalim that became Tame from Mashkin, which is only a Vlad HaTuma, would be Metame somebody's hands. But here we find that Rabbi Gamliel asked the woman, did the Kli Charis become Tame from an Avat Tuma or a Vlad HaTuma? So you see there's a difference whether it became Tame from an Avat Tuma or a Vlad HaTuma. If it had become Tame from a Vlad HaTuma, her hand that she inserted into the Kli Charis would not become Tame. So we see that something which had become Tame from a Vlad HaTuma would not be Metame the Adai. This is the proof to the Chachamim, who said that there is a difference between Eichon or Kalim that became tummy from an avatuma or a vlada.